One of the most prevalent tiny mammals on the planet is the squirrel. They are adorable and cuddly with their twitching noses, bushy tails, and fuzzy bodies. Most of us would be eager to hold one, disregarding any potential harm these adorable little fur balls might cause. Although seeing animal droppings such as squirrel poop is not a pleasant topic for anyone, it is frequently significant. Given their endearing nature, many people assume that squirrel poop is cute, or at the very least, their waste shouldn't be as unpleasant as that of other animals. What does squirrel poop look like? Despite their cute appearance, squirrels can turn into invasive pests and cause major problems for you, so don't be fooled. They frequently sneak into homes, devour food, and damage things like wiring. They won't be clean either while they're in your house, and they'll deposit their waste all over your attic's insulation, in your cabinets, and elsewhere. Only when they are perched on trees in your yard or approaching you for a quick snack are squirrels entertaining to be around. However, that is pretty much it. If they get into your home, you'll have sleepless nights and a foul-smelling attic littered with squirrel poop. This article will explore the answer to the question, quote, what does squirrel poop look like? Quote, and tell you everything else you need to know. We've also added a few squirrel poop images to make it easy for you. What does squirrel poop look like? Squirrel droppings are similar to rat droppings, but unlike the latter, squirrel poop is rounded at the edges. Because both sides of a squirrel's droppings are rounded out rather than recessed or pinched, they often resemble coffee beans. The two are comparable in size, though, so they can appear the same to the untrained eye. The squirrel excrement is slightly smaller at 3/8 inches long and 1/8 inches wide. Due to their nutrition, squirrel poop is also brown but typically lighter in color. Additionally, squirrel poop can have a range of colors, including lighter brown with hues of a reddish color, green, and tan pellets. Initially dark brown when laid, the tiny pellets gradually lighten with age and dry up. What do squirrels eat? What does squirrel poop look like? Squirrels consume a variety of vegetables and meat, making them true omnivores. Nuts, acorns, seeds, fruits, fungus, buds, and green vegetables make up most of their diet. They occasionally eat eggs, insects, fledgling birds, small rodents, amphibians, and even snakes. Females must take care of numerous baby squirrels after mating, which frequently occurs between spring and fall. For the first 6 to 10 weeks, baby squirrels are only nourished by their mother's milk. The young squirrels are then prepared to begin foraging for their typical omnivore diet. For the most part, squirrel poop is paler than that of rats, probably because their food intake is much less diverse than the latter. The astonishing capacity to save food for the winter is shared by flying squirrels, tree squirrels, and even ground squirrels. The most frequent tactic is scatter hoarding, where squirrels store their food far and wide, up to 7 acres away from home. However, several species also store food in a large pile near their sleeping place. Due to their extraordinary sense of smell, they are extremely picky about the quality of their food and reject anything that hasn't yet ripened or has low nutritional value. After identifying a suitable prospect, scatter hoarding squirrels will place the food in their mouth before looking for a decent patch of ground to bury it under. Where do squirrels typically poop? What does squirrels' poop look like and where do they generally poop? In contrast to rat droppings, squirrel droppings typically appear in clusters in certain locations. Squirrels are remarkable in that they deposit their poop in the same spot throughout time. That implies that feces can accumulate in big mounds in their chosen location. Squirrels are typically much more discreet, so it's uncommon to see their droppings all over the place. Rats are not as modest as squirrels when it comes to pooping. Instead, they have been observed to relieve themselves everywhere and even while moving. This is not the case with squirrels, who choose a latrine location and use it exclusively. As noted previously, squirrels are so secretive about pooping that their droppings can rarely be observed outdoors, making squirrel poop images hard to come by. Do squirrel droppings pose a health risk? What does squirrel poop look like and is it dangerous? The quick answer is yes. Squirrel droppings, like all rodent droppings, can contain a range of diseases and parasites that are dangerous to humans and pets. They are known to carry various illnesses and conditions, and many of the most dangerous ones are spread by poop and urine in the squirrel population. Despite this, the likelihood of humans coming into contact with squirrel poop is small. But if it did actually occur, it could have a devastating influence on the health of children and adults. Leptospirosis, A bacterial infection spread through rodent urine and feces is the main reason for concern. While it frequently causes flu-like symptoms, leptospirosis can also cause serious respiratory difficulties, even death, in some cases. Another illness that you might easily contract from squirrel feces is Salmonella, which typically causes symptoms like diarrhea and vomiting but is rarely fatal. The airborne transmission caused by the squirrel's dropping is another crucial consideration. If squirrels have taken root in your attic, there will probably be a pile of dried-up droppings. These dry droppings crumble easily, and the dust rises into the air. It can be fatal to asthmatics who inhale it and induce serious respiratory illness. This is the reason why cleaning up squirrel poop requires great caution. How do you keep squirrels away? Strong odors are repulsive to squirrels. The most effective repellent against squirrels is ammonia. If ammonia makes you uncomfortable, you can use any potent household cleaning solvent. If you own cats or dogs, drop their hair around your attic. The presence of the scent of a probable predator will keep the squirrels away. Never forget that every living thing on our planet has the right to exist. When removing the squirrel from your property, you must take great care to avoid hurting it. How do you deal with squirrel infestations? How do squirrels enter the home, and even worse, infest it? They can get in through broken vents, ripped screens, or damaged wood boards. Overhanging trees or branches can also provide squirrels easy access to your roof. If you come across squirrel poop in your attic or other parts of your home, it would be advisable to consult a professional that deals with extermination of all types of rodents. If you'd rather take a stab at the issue yourself, the most popular way is the bait and trap method. While there are spring traps that will actually kill the animal, there are more humane ways to get those adorable squirrels back outside in the wild where they belong.